This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news to headlines first. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Gyanwali says unilateral construction of road by India in Lipu Lake has drawn government's attention. Monsoon session of the Federal Parliament starts. Parliamentarians stress on solidarity from all sides to combat coronavirus. Number of people tested positive for coronavirus reaches 102 with one new additional case in Nepalganj. And Italy death toll due to coronavirus tops a 30,000, highest in the European Union. Now the news in detail. The border dispute has resurfaced between Nepal and India after news surfaced on unilateral construction of a new link road by India to connect Mansarovar of Tibet in China via Kalapani-Lipu Lake area, which falls under Nepali territory. Defence Minister of India Rajnath Singh mentioned on Twitter yesterday that the newly constructed link road eases a pilgrims to reach Mansarovar, which is a famous Hindu site in Tibet in the autonomous region of China. Responding to the query of the media, Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Gyanwali said that government was informed via different media over the issue and detailed information regarding it were sought from the government of India via the Indian embassy. He added that the Nepal government would make official remark on the issue after receiving details from the Indian sides, adding that the government was always alert on Lipu Lake and Kalapani issues. Earlier, the border dispute had surfaced after India unilaterally unveiled its political map incorporating Nepali territory on it. The budget session of the Federal Parliament, comprising both houses of House of Representatives and National Assembly, began yesterday amid the lockdown period. This House session has been called for the statutory provision of presenting Executive's budget proposal for the fiscal year 2020-2021 in the Federal Parliament on May 28. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, yesterday's session was conducted by adopting all health safety protocols and measures meant for the prevention and control of COVID-19 infection. Prior to the presentation of budget in the Parliament, the government is legally obliged to unveil upcoming fiscal year's policy and program and the economic survey. Arrangements for hand washing and sanitization was made in the main entrance of the Federal Parliament building, New Baneshwar, for the members in the Council of Ministers, lawmakers, employees and security personnel before entering the meeting hall. They underwent fever screening at the main entrance before leaving for the meeting venue. With the opening of the sixth session of the Federal Parliament, the Speaker and National Assembly Chair read out letters from the Office of the President summoning the session. Following the decree, silence was observed in the honour of those that sacrificed their lives for the sake of democracy and republican government system. Seats for participants were arranged yesterday by maintaining social distancing. Meanwhile, swab test of all 434 lawmakers and government employees collected on Thursday had been tested negative for the COVID-19 infection. Nepali Congress President and main opposition party leader Sherbahadur Dewa has demanded further seriousness and preparedness to keep country safe from the COVID-19 pandemic. Addressing the session of the House of Representatives yesterday, the opposition leader Dewa suggested serious review of efforts made so far against coronavirus and asked the government to prepare special strategy for the future. Similarly, Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Subhas Nemwang, has pointed out the need for unity among all parties to combat COVID-19 outbreak effectively. Speaking in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, Deputy Leader Nemwang argued that the ongoing lockdown was the compulsion of the government to contain COVID-19 outbreak and cooperation from the all government's effort was gaining success. He extended thanks to all health workers, security personnel and media persons who are the frontliners in the critical hour of the pandemic. Meanwhile, different political party leaders stressed the need of making arrangement to bring back the migrant workers to the homeland. Speaking at the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, lawmakers came with the collective demand of rescuing stranded workers immediately. Former Prime Minister and Socialist Party leader Dr. Babaram Bhattarai said that effective action should be taken to bring the Nepali migrant workers back to home, as a large number of them were desperately waiting for rescue from different countries. Rashtriya Janata Party leader Rajendra Mahato also seconded Dr. Bhattarai's views and urged the government to manage effective relief packages package to the needy ones. Similarly, Nepal Workers and Peasants Party lawmaker Prem Sual complained that relief distribution was not impartial and COVID-19 test via the RDT method was not reliable. With the start of the parliament session, House of Representatives Secretary Gopal Nath Yogi tabled the Kathmandu Valley Public Transport Management Authority Bill and the Nuclear Bill, including the message received from the National Assembly. Similarly, on behalf of the Prime Minister, Home Minister Rambhadu Thapa yesterday presented the Constitutional Council First Amendment Ordinance, while Political Party Second Amendment Ordinance on his own behalf. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sibamaya Thumba Hampif, presented Nepal Act Ordinance. She argued that it was desirable at present time. The House of Representative members also paid tribute to the known and unknown martyrs and observed the one-minute silence. The House of Representative members and Speaker removed face mask while addressing the meeting. Similarly, after they finished speaking, the podium and the microphone were disinfected. The protocol staffs also maintained utmost safety during the conduction of the meeting. Nepal Army has mobilized health teams to different states with over 5,000 test kits to collect the nasal and throat swabs of the suspected individuals. The health teams equipped with the necessary medical appliances have been sent to Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Gandaki State and Province No. 5. The team comprises trained personnel from Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and one from the Ministry of Health and Population. Meanwhile, Industry, Commerce and Labour and Consumers Welfare Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday directed the government to make arrangement to bring back the migrant workers back to the country. The number of coronavirus cases in the country has risen to 102 after one more person tested positive in Nepalganj yesterday. In the regular meeting of the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikas Devkota said coronavirus was detected in a 16-year-old boy from Nepalganj after tests were conducted on him at the Veri Hospital, Nepalganj. Meanwhile, eight more people returned home from Kosi Hospital yesterday after being cured of coronavirus. Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank Mahaprasad Adhikari has said that the central bank is effortful to minimize the adverse impact on the country's economy due to the ongoing coronavirus crisis. In a virtual conference organized by the central bank, Governor Adhikari expressed commitment to come up with concrete plans for reviving the economy after holding extensive discussions with the stakeholders. Meanwhile, all the branches of the banks and fiscal institutions across the country will remain open from Sunday onwards. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal has said that the government has put the test for coronavirus through the PCR method on priority. At a program organized yesterday at the ministry to solicit suggestions regarding ministry's policy and program from lawmakers of the federal parliament, Minister Dhakal shared that there was adequate quantity of kits for the PCR method test. Nepal government had received 30,000 kits from Swiss government and 20,000 kits from the Chinese government. On the occasion, Minister Dhakal said the ministry had deputed special team in Udaipur, Parsa and Nepalganj, which are the most risk-prone areas for COVID-19 infection. Meanwhile, coronavirus test through PCR method has been affected in far western state due to the lack of kits. Police in Kathmandu yesterday arrested 25 Chinese nationals for entering the prohibited area by violating the rules. According to Singha Darbar Police Circle's Police Inspector Beth Powdell, the Chinese nationals were arrested for attacking the police personnel by entering the prohibited area in Singha Darbar via Tamil and Banipokuri. The Chinese nationals had been carrying placards that had slogans such as "We want to go back home." The police had tried to stop them entering the prohibited area, but they continued barging into the prohibited area and attacked the police. All the arrested Chinese nationals were learned to have arrived in Nepal on tourist visa. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
क्यों भाई मेल आउँदै छ भनेको यतिका बेर भइसक्यो आधी घण्टा मात्र बाँकी छ प्रेजेन्टेसन लाई के तरिका हो यो
तर अपलोड भइ नै रहेछ 20 मिनेट हुन लाग्यो फाइलेटेज हुन लाग्यो 40% मात्र भएको छ
यस्तो सुपर फास्ट जमानामा कछुवा तालले हुन्छ त भाई
यति फास्ट कसरी
हेलो जी यो हो नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G
काम राम्रो गरेर मात्र हुँदैन गरेको कामलाई सही ठाउँमा र सही समयमा देखाउन सक्नुपर्छ
केही भन्न खोजेको हो भाइ?
ए होइन, थ्याङ्क यू सर, 4G को लागि।
थ्याङ्क्स मलाई होइन, नेपाल टेलिकमलाई देऊ।
हेलो जी, यो हो नेपाल टेलिकमको 4G।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 271,000 people have died from COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus, while some 3.7 million infections have been confirmed in at least 187 countries and territories. More than 1.3 million people have recovered as of now. Italy has become the second country in Europe and first in the European Union to register more than 30,000 coronavirus-related deaths. It reported 243 new fatalities on Friday, down from the 274 the day before, taking the total to 30,201. The daily number of confirmed new cases fell slightly to 1,327, bringing the total number of infections to 217,185. Restrictions have begun to ease around the county of Milan, but one doctor described the city of Milan as a time bomb. Italy has the third highest number of officially recorded coronavirus deaths in the world after the United States and the United Kingdom, which is no longer a member of the European Union. Britain passed the 30,000 mark on Wednesday. Spain is Europe's third worst affected country with more than 26,000 deaths. Meanwhile, Japan has approved the antiviral drug Remdesivir for coronavirus treatment in a fast-track review just 4 days after a United States company submitted an application. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.5 degrees Celsius and minimum of 10 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gewali says unilateral construction of road by India in Lipulekh has drawn government's attention. Monsoon session of Federal Parliament starts. Parliamentarians stress on solidarity from all sides to combat coronavirus. Number of people tested positive for coronavirus reaches 102 with one new additional case in Nepalganj. And Italy death toll due to coronavirus tops 30,000, highest in the European Union. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and stay home and stay safe.